Hello, hello, and good morning, everyone. I'm here to talk to you about the week of June 7th through the 13th. So, we're headed on to the second eclipse of the season. The consensus among many of you has been all the feels, all the tiredness, all the stuff, and not being able to really explain it. If it helps, understand that this is part of the process, and that because of all of the connections that these eclipses are having to Pisces energy, it's almost the point for us not to have all of the answers that we think we should have. And that's because Pisces energy is reminding us about the relationship that we have with our higher self, with spirit, with source. And not to get too metaphysical, but it's the point. The reason that we're going through this week, really, and through this entire season, is to remind us that we need to reinforce the relationship with something much more spiritual so that once this eclipse season is over, we can remember to make decisions from that space and not just from a cognitive and critical space. If you go into my Consciousness Circle membership content, you will be able to listen to the horoscope for June, your own horoscope for June, so your sun and ascendant horoscope, and you'll also be able to catch everything I talk about in terms of Venus and Cancer. All of this is so important for you to follow your process. So be sure that you get on there and that you listen to the content so that you can really understand what's happening. So on Monday, we wake up and the moon is still transiting Taurus. Over the weekend horoscope, I talked about how a good moon in Taurus really sets the tone for us to take care of ourselves. And the really wonderful thing is that we begin this week, this eclipse week, with a moon in Taurus. And it's really about checking in with our bodies, making sure that we're keeping hydrated, making sure that we're eating when we need to, and not overeating if we really can help it. Because a moon in Taurus, it's all about the yummy stuff. It's really about comforting ourselves. So we may tend to lean into comfort food, but because it is eclipse season, our bodies are really sensitive. And so you want to make sure that you're nourishing your body, that you're resting, and that you're paying attention to what it needs. The moon in Taurus, because it is an Earth moon, is a really great time to also get very honest about where we are. This is about looking at everything that comes up in total acceptance, looking at what comes up for others, especially if we're in relationship with them, also in full acceptance and trust that we have the internal fortitude and the wherewithal to manage it and to handle it and to allow it to unfold as this eclipse season continues to unfold. Okay, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday don't have a ton of aspects, interestingly enough. It's really just the moon transiting onto different signs. And by the time that we get to Wednesday, the moon is already in Gemini, and we then head on to June 10th, which is when we have the solar eclipse in Gemini at 19 or 20 degrees Gemini. This is an important solar eclipse. It is one of two eclipses that we have experienced and that we will experience during this entire eclipse season in the sign of Gemini. And it's something really significant because this solar eclipse, in a collective level, in a big picture level, it represents a shift in consciousness. A shift in what initially is simply perceived as a change in point of view. But the reason that a point of view exists in a collective level is because the level of consciousness is changing. People as a collective are beginning to recognize one another as human beings, and not just as numbers, and not just as another, but as someone who we're connected to. If you notice how much spirituality is on the rise, right? Now, it can be very pop spirituality, but my point is that there are far many more people aware of this concept of spirituality, this concept of higher consciousness, which didn't exist before. It didn't even exist to this extent, I want to say 5 years ago. Not like this. And 5 years ago was not a very long time. And all of a sudden, within 5 years, we go through a pandemic, we go through a lockdown, we go through a worldwide event that affects everyone equally, and bam, people start thinking differently. They start making different decisions in their lives. They start looking within. And here is the rise of a change in consciousness. This eclipse of June 10th opens up a 6-month energetic window, which will close with a full moon, not a full moon eclipse, just a full moon on December 18th at 27 degrees Gemini. So whatever it is that is coming up for us right now, because remember, eclipses aren't a time for making intentions, especially not this one. This is a time to allow things to unfold and trust that the clarity will come in July and August. Come July and August, we will have a much clearer idea of what direction to head in, whatever that means for you in your life. And come that full moon in Gemini on December 18th, at the end of this year, we will find ourselves looking back to this eclipse season and saying, I cannot believe that that is what I used to think. I cannot believe that that was the narrative I used to function under. I cannot believe that I underestimated myself so much and look at where I am now. Okay. And I need you to understand that this isn't just about physical manifestations. So this isn't you come December saying, look at where I am now, because you're going to be a millionaire living in a mansion. For some of you, that may be true. Hey, get it, do it, do your thing. But the point is that we will find ourselves not only potentially in a different space physically in our lives, but we will find ourselves finally feeling like our thoughts, our emotions, and our spirit are aligned. And we will realize how important it was to go through this space, to go through this time that feels nebulous, and come out of the other end with a clear sense of who we really are within. And that's the point. Gemini energy likes facts, likes to-do lists, likes to mark things off, right? And that makes us really happy. That makes us feel like we have some kind of control. And on the one hand, we do. We do those things to keep ourselves organized, to have some sort of hold, for instance, throughout our days. I mean, who doesn't live off of a calendar, right? But sometimes the universe urges us to take a break from the calendar and just be. Now, I don't want to go too much into this eclipse because I've explained it in other ways, in other classes, and I'm going to explain it again for Consciousness Circle members as the week moves forward. So be sure that you log into that so that you can get all of the details. Now, also on Thursday, June 10th, Mercury comes to its midway retrograde point. We call this an inferior conjunction in astrology, and it happens every single time that Mercury is retrograde and it comes together with the Sun. For more detail on this, again, go to the Consciousness Circle membership, in which I explain it in the June horoscope and in every single sign's horoscope. This is an aha moment. And perhaps not on the day, but I feel that throughout the week, you're going to get some glimpses of aha moments. You're going to get signs that feel they are synchronistic to something that you may have been pondering. You may get the email, the text, the phone call, the message that is just what you needed to hear. Okay, that is what Mercury coming together with the Sun during its retrograde period represents. For a more practical use of this energy, if you have been putting off you know, signing up for courses or planning a trip, or really if you have been holding off a little bit because of Mercury retrograde to make any decisions or make or have any conversations or sign any documents, really from the 10th forward, it's a good time to begin doing that. Because any time that Mercury comes together with the Sun, it serves as a point of clarity. But because of all of the other things going on in the sky, there's still a bit of lack of clarity. But in order for us to be practical in this very, very human 3D world, I humbly suggest that from the 10th and forward, you can begin, you know, signing contracts, planning your trips, booking your flights. But still, be very careful. Triple, quadruple check everything and make sure that others are understanding exactly what you mean. And remember to put things in writing, okay? It's really, really important for us to take advantage of the energy available to the best of our ability, all right? On Friday, June 11th, Mars goes into Leo. Similar to what I did with the Venus in Cancer audio, in which I explain all of the things having to do with that energy, I will do the same with Mars and Leo. I will go into it in detail. I will give a short horoscope for each sign so that you understand what this is going to do. To give you a tiny glimpse into what Mars and Leo is going to represent, because it goes into July, it's really going to play a major role in the Saturn-Uranus squares. Why? Because it's a fixed sign. It's an opposition to Aquarius, and it creates a 90 degree angle or a square to Taurus energy. And so, again, that's not going to happen till July. But what this is going to do is that if we are going to have much more clarity about what direction to head in July, then having a fire Mars in Leo is saying, watch out, world. Here I am. I'm going. I'm shining. I'm doing my thing. So that's going to be really lovely, because I don't want to sidetrack too much, but Venus is also going to be in Leo at the time. So that should be really, really interesting. On the 12th, on June 12th, Venus in Cancer has a square to Chiron in Aries. Okay. This can be a rather emotional day. Because, again, we're still under eclipse season, it's a solar eclipse, so it has a lot of masculine energy. It's much more forceful than a lunar eclipse. And Mars will be in Leo at the time already, so there's going to be this need for action, or we're going to sense this call for action, but still this part of us that doesn't really know what to do. And so come Saturday, June 12th, Venus in Cancer, the way we take care of ourselves, the way we find comfort in home, whatever we find nurturing, is creating a 90 degree angle to Chiron in Aries. This is almost of an internal battle. This is the continuance of that dialogue. I know that I have outgrown this, but there's still a pain. There's still a pain to move forward in a different direction. Now, I think that for a lot of us, we have some idea of where we're headed. We don't exactly know how. We don't exactly have a plan yet, and that's okay. But the thing about this next phase, the thing about this next level, the thing about this glimpse of clarity that we're getting is that it's asking us to step up in some way. And stepping up is bringing us out of our comfort zone. And more than looking at it as, I don't want to step up because I'm lazy, it's more of, what if I'm not capable of stepping up to that level? What if I don't have the capacity, the talent, the intelligence, or all of the other whatever, fill in the blank? What if I don't have what it takes to step up to that level? Look, I'm going to be very personal here, from a very personal experience. I've come across that thought so many times in my life, and I'm sure you have too. I've stepped into it. I've stepped up to the best of my capacity, and it's been fine. Have I been nervous, scared? Absolutely. Have I been doubtful? 100%. But time after time, the more I step into spaces that make me uncomfortable, the easier it becomes the next time life asks me to do that. And the more I do it, the bigger I dare to dream for the next time. Trust me when I say that you are so much more capable than you give yourself credit for. And I know that there's a part of you that knows that, but that reminder is always nice to hear. So please remember that in this pain of transitioning, of stepping up, step up, show up for yourself, be consistent, be committed to your growth, be committed to yourself. Because if there is anything that we're going to take away from this, is the shift in perception, the shift in perspective. And the biggest shift that we can have is the understanding of how powerful we truly, truly are within. Okay? On Sunday, June 13th, we have the Sun in Gemini, squared Neptune in Pisces. Yet again, another square to Pisces that gives us this lack of clarity. So what I see here, what I see happening here is we get this insight. We kind of have somewhat of a green light to move forward because Mercury has finally come together with the Sun. But this is just the cosmos reminding us there's still a little bit more left to unfold. There's still a little bit more left to unfold. Give it time. Understand that you don't have to move as quickly as you thought. And remember, Gemini has already squared Neptune. Venus has already squared Neptune. And so we have been playing with this energy that is asking us to use our imagination, to hold space for everything that comes up, and to believe before we see. This week is not so concrete. There's not much I can hold on to. The aspects aren't showing me much where I can say this is a good day to sign, this is a good day for negotiations. This is, you know, I tend to give you that on weekly horoscopes because I think it's important. This week doesn't give me much of that. This week is really just the aspects of the eclipse playing out. And understand that you are exactly where you are meant to be, feeling everything that you're feeling, you're meant to be feeling right now, because everything that you're going through is setting you up for the next phase. Trust that, believe it, meditate, lean into it, accept it, cry it out, seek safe space, and be your most compassionate self with yourself, okay? I hope you have a great week. As always, I'm here. Feel free to reach out on social media, and I will be here every single day posting more content so that you can follow your process. Have an amazing week.